Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Summer is not over. Got it? Write that down somewhere. Stick it in your head.
Not for a couple more weeks.
Stick it in your craw. It's never over, Jay. There's always sunshine in my heart. And hopefully sunshine in my voice, too. Yeah. It's Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Yesterday, we were talking about Jimmy Buffett passing. I was looking at the overview of the Good Day download. What did you miss yesterday because you weren't doing your usual thing? Well, we had all kinds of things. And in order to figure out what it was that you missed, all you can do is go to GoodDayShow.com and check out the downloading. That's the solution for all of your problems. If you have neuropathy, go to GoodDayShow.com. We'll fix it up. Today's top stories, the conversation about what's going on in the world, what happens with you, the Burning Man, the situation with the revelers, and the boggy conditions there. This is from the Good Day Survival Department. Heavy rain, for those of you who have been out of touch for a few days, made the event an unbelievable mud bath. And because it was in the desert in Nevada, lots of stuff just whoosh, right with the rain whoosh away. But now apparently it's dry enough for Jay for vehicles to get out without getting stuck. All kinds of pictures. There were 70-some-odd thousand people who were stranded there. But the organizers say they're ready for the exodus. Yeah. Imagine being in that situation. One guy died, I think, didn't he? Because of the weather. It was
they're investigating. But to just think about it. Like, you're at Burning Man expecting it to go one way. All of these expectations. The next thing you know, you're being told by officials to ration the food and beverages you brought because you don't know how long you are going to be stranded.
Mm. So Joe Biden was briefed on this, and they offered help from the National Guard, but apparently the organizers declined the assistance. Now, that doesn't make him look too good if, in fact, if the revelers could have gotten out earlier because the government was going to help them. It seems unprecedented, though, for the government. Well, is this what you think the government should do? My answer is, yeah, that's what they're there to do. They're there to help, not to screw things up. And if so many people are having a problem, then go help them out.
And if there was help offered and then it was declined, I feel like that takes on a lawsuit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they had the opportunity.
There are people out there.
Yep, there sure are. Anyway, I guess the bottom line is that it's over when it's over, and it's pretty much over. And so that's a story that hopefully we won't spend too much more time on, because all it does is become a promo for the next one, and they're not paying for the promo. Let's get some money out of them. Here's another survival story. This one is quite different. Here's the story of a driver who went off of a cliff in a rope. This happened. Remember those two women and the kids that went off the cliff last year? They died, but they planned on doing that. I'm not sure this guy did. He was trapped in his truck for 5 days, immobilized. The truck was wrecked completely, so he was rescued. Firefighters formed a human pulley system to get this guy out of his truck.
Yeah.
He was down in a ravine 100-some-odd feet off the cliff. Wow. Now, there's a story that he's going to tell.
It just happened to be somebody driving by. That noticed mm-hmm. something seemed off and took a glance and saw the truck at the bottom, called 911.
Yep.
Nearly a week trapped.
Can you imagine that? Put yourself in that position. Just think of what you would do, how you would deal with it, what would happen to you emotionally, mentally, physically.
All he could do was think and pray and maybe sleep, mm-hmm. meditate, do all of that because he was completely immobilized. There was nothing he could physically do. He was straight up trapped.
Wow. So apparently, what are the prognoses for him with all of the things He was flown by helicopter to the hospital.
Mm-hmm. And, but he had some non-life-threatening injuries.
Yeah. Right. Boy, couch, go buy a Powerball ticket. And see what that does for you, one way or the other. All right, so now, let's think about the moon, which has been a big subject last week. At this time, we were talking about that full moon and what's in the sky. Yesterday, we were talking about all the planets that have gone retrograde. And now there's this big blazing fireball that flew across the mid-Atlantic sky. There were hundreds of thousands of eyewitnesses. This was the American meteor shower, according to the American Meteor. I didn't even know there was an American Meteor Society. Did you? I thought this was all NASA stuff.
Well, I did not know that fact, but it makes sense. I'm not surprised.
Yeah, right. People get all excited about this sort of thing. There's an organization for everybody. As a matter of fact, there's an organization of people who have fungus in their toes, if you didn't know that. Yep. An organization for that.
All is that what athlete's foot is called?
What, fungus?
Is that what athlete's foot is?
Yeah, it's fungus in your toes.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Let's not go down that street too long. Let's go back to NASA, shall we? this is not the first time this has happened, but I'm not sure, not clear by nosing around whether this happens every year at the same time over in the same portion of the sky. Because there are a lot of things like the Northern Lights. There are a lot of shows that get put on by the things that are up in the upper atmosphere, and I'm not sure this is one of them. But
One of the ones where it actually enters the atmosphere and disintegrates.
Burns up.
That's why it looks so massive.
Right.
If you've ever seen a shooting star, normally it's like you're looking at the sky and you see the shooting star for maybe an inch. Like, mm-hmm. It doesn't go straight across the sky. It's just this tiny little blip. And it's because it's still in the outer part. But whenever you do see one and it seems brighter and you get to look at it long enough, if you look up and you see a shooting star and you have time to look at somebody and say, hey, look, a shooting star, and they look up and they get to see it, chances are it's entered more of our atmosphere and it's actually disintegrating.
Up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's a meteor. Uh-huh. I sound like an old-time radio announcer, right? Look up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's a meteor. Uh-huh. Okay, I'll put that away. Put that voice away, will you please? Close the door. Fireballs are bigger and brighter at this time of year for whatever, because of what is in the sky, the conditions, what is there? More of the sky's clear. That's why the moon looked so clear last year, because there's something about the atmosphere. Maybe it's just in this circumstance, we've had all this rain here in our corner of the world, the Northeast, does include New Jersey, with the rain, and now it's pretty much gone, gonzo. As a matter of fact, our temperatures here are supposed to stay. Yesterday I was out in the hayfield for most of the day. It was hot, man. It was hot. And so it's supposed to stay like this here at least through the end of September, maybe a bit longer. And so what's it like where you are? And how is that going to affect your attitude? There's more summer. I know you, Jay, love September. Love September.
Yes, closer to winter.
Ah, boo! What's the matter with you?
Summer is my least favorite season.
Oh, my God. Okay, in the personnel department, you'll all be happy to know Diane Sawyer is selling her home on Martha's Vineyard. Want to buy it? How much you want to pay?
How big is it? What's the square footage? How many bathrooms? How many bedrooms?
Yeah, that doesn't make any difference. It's where it is. Location, location, location. 24 mil. Right on the beach. You ready? Stand at attention. let's make an offer. All right, let's see here. How many of these stories have we had over the course of the summer? An alligator bite. Okay. Child bitten by an alligator in New Orleans at a beach that's been closed for 60 years.
Yeah.
Unga bunga.
It's been closed because it's deemed unsafe.
It's Alligator Alley. And so how was the child there? I didn't get that by him or herself. They never identify a child. In
no, they were with the family, but for some reason the family was visiting this beach. I don't know if maybe they didn't see the signs posted or they were driving along and then saw like, oh, hey, a beach, let's stop.
How do you not see a sign with a big picture of an alligator with his mouth open? This guy's coming for you, right? So let's kind of hit the road. Yesterday we learned that Las Vegas, as we were doing some end-of-summer traveling in our minds around the country, the number one city, if you didn't hear this, so I'll repeat this. I don't like to repeat much stuff, but it's an inkling as to what the Good Day Download is about in part, because we talked during the course of the day. How many things would you say over the hours we're on the air, on the average day, we probably talk about 35, 40 different things. Some of them we stick to. Like, because yesterday was Labor Day, it was a subject of a lot of conversation. A lot of people don't know a lot about the origins or what Labor Day is really all about, so we spend a lot of time on that. But normally, I like to, because of an experience at the earlier years, I was a disc jockey and the music was 2-3 minutes long, and then we went on to the next song. So I like to do that. That's kind of in my mind. Okay, 2-3 minutes on this. Next! And if you have comments, that's fine. Help yourself to our social media, at Good Day Networks, all of it. And, of course, the old line, that's a new line, that's the their line, 855-999-3684. Thoughts about the issues of the day, the conversations we're having, the people, that's all that good stuff. What does matter to you? I'll tell you what matters. Speaking of Las Vegas, all the people who have signed up to go have a nice time, for a good time, call Doug at 800-419-3684. You think I've won that out? I've used that line a couple of times.
No, because it's a good way to remember it, too. Literally, call Doug. Those are the last four digits in the phone number.
That's all you have to do. Yep. We don't have Diane Sawyer's house in Martha's Vineyard not available. So Las Vegas has lots of rooms that are available. And you can go there and not have to pay for a couple of nights in a great hotel. I think they have 15 or 20 different hotels that they work with at 541 Travel. So you're a listener, therefore you're entitled to free nights in Las Vegas. Be one of the first 10 callers, because they have 10 operators, so they can take you right now at 800-419-DOUG. That would be translated 800-419-3684, 18 past.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have two daughters, and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We said 1,500 hours.
Dax's hangar flies high thanks to his military precision.
You copy?
He wants to land some aircraft mechanics, preferably with a military background.
Okay, I wasn't aware of any timeline.
Cancel. Stand by for new assignment.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver Plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money.
Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Now 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. It's Tuesday, it feels like a Monday, right? It's Monday, but it's not Monday, it's Tuesday. But it feels like Monday, because it's the day after
Tuesday,
a Monday holiday.
That, though.
Yeah.
Mondays are Mondays, Wednesdays are Wednesdays, but for some reason Tuesday's a little wonky, and you're always kind of like, what day
Wonk
is it?
Wonk City. Yeah, right, exactly. Right, yesterday we acknowledged the passing of one of music's most iconic stars, i.e., Jimmy Buffett passed away over the weekend, and I said something at the end of the conversation about Steve Harwell, the Smash Mouth singer who was in hospice care, had gone in, and the doctor said, well, he might make it for a week. Well, he didn't. He passed away at the age of 56, and so we'll talk about Steve Harwell and the music from Smash Mouth and his story, Let It Be a Warning to You, right after this.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizzy. Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizzy, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And SkyRizzy is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizzy. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizzy, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKY-RIZZY to learn more.
And then I saw her face.
No, not the monkeys, but Smash Mouth. So, I get a sort of a feeling when somebody says... And this is the story of Steve Harwell, apparently. He lived life to the fullest. He lived life at 100% full throttle. There's an interpretation there of what it's all about. Maybe this is a lesson. Let this be a lesson to you. He was very interested in becoming a superstar. And I don't know if you'd say that Smash Mouth was, the members were superstars, but they became well known. This guy was determined to reach the height of pop stardom, so his manager said, but he didn't have much musical experience, so he I don't know if he bluffed his way, but apparently a lot of charm and charisma.
Mm-hmm. And he had a voice that also differentiated the band from a lot of the other bands that were popular in the early aughts.
Right.
They stood out. They almost single-handedly made the Shrek soundtrack so popular with a couple of their songs.
Yeah, right. So, anyway, he reached the final stage of liver failure, apparently addicted to a lot of stuff. And that's what happens when you live, when you take everything that's around you. It just, I mean, it's not judgmental. It just is the story of his life is a story of a lot of different things, including his success as a musician. But his at 56, that's not a successful life if you die. Unless so, who am I to judge? And maybe he lived exactly the way he wanted to. Maybe he liked drinking and smoking and drugs and stuff.
Yeah, he had severe demons with his alcohol consumption. But then he also lost a child at 6 months due to leukemia, which he used to create a medical research fund in his child's name, went on to help a lot of people. He tried, he was dealing with a lot of other medical issues and heart-related stuff. And he tried to give one last performance, and video went viral about it because he was slurring and swearing at the audience and all of that stuff. And then it turns out one of his medical issues, that's a symptom, is slurred speech and memory. And he even came out and had and acknowledged everything. He's like, he just has too many health issues. He was hoping to perform at least one last time, and he just couldn't do it.
Didn't do it. So the passing, we note, Steve Harwell from Smash Mouth here on Good Day. Now time here for everybody to check their watches. It's 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Dating goes to the dogs. You know, the world is changing rapidly, and a sign of the times is that pets are commanding more attention in many human relationships. About 62% of U.S. households now have pets. Of those, about 40 million are single people. There are websites for people with pets looking for mates who have pets or at least like them. A recent national survey conducted by a leading pet product manufacturer reported that a majority of people would stop dating someone who didn't like their dog or whom their dog didn't like. I often suggest to single people, if you want to meet someone who has the same interest as you when it comes to animals, perhaps the best place to do that is at the local dog park or volunteer at the local Rescue Humane Society. It's really important when people get together, they have the same beliefs, and loving animals should be one of them. I'm Warren Eckstein.
What should we do with the broke propeller? What should we do with the broke propeller?
Don't look at me, I wasn't driving.
Thank you, you're not helping.
I don't even know why you bought this boat.
You told me that you loved this boat.
That was before you wrecked the boat.
Well, now you've made it awkward.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
Sherwin-Williams during the Endless Summer Sale, September 1st through the 11th, and get 30% off paints and stains with prices starting at $31.14. That means 30% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 30% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden will award the Medal of Honor to Captain Larry L. Taylor, United States Army, for conspicuous gallantry displayed in the Vietnam War. It'll take place in the East Room at 3:30 p.m. Eastern. The driving ban at Burning Man was lifted yesterday, allowing the estimated 64,000 remaining attendees an opportunity to escape the festival grounds at Black Rock in northern Nevada. The area was transformed into a muddy mess from torrential downpours. Festival organizers said exodus operations were officially underway at 2 p.m. Pacific yesterday, thanks to drier grounds. An endless line of vehicles and RVs were slowly leaving the area Monday, but organizers urged still those attendees in place to delay their departure till Tuesday to reduce some of the road congestion. Lance Pry, USA News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health.
but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Good day.
Good day, sir.
Good day.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day.
It's your time to shine, boys and girls. Let your voice be heard live.
Hi, Doug and Jay.
Millions of people around the country will hear your thoughts. Very easy. Call 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
Now 34 after the hour, Doug Steffens Tuesday program. The good day charm and personality of Jay Kirshner is here. James Collins at the controls in our studio in Dallas. This is sort of a precursor to our Food, Farm, and Family Act, which comes in. It isn't an act, really. It's a bit of information that we have every day for you during this hour. So I'm giving you a teaser right now, especially as we get back into this. Something about this season. There are times, right, after Labor Day, after Christmas, people sort of put it in high gear again, and we go back to some normalcy. And so if you are back into the work mode and you're finding it hard to take the time to take care of yourselves, there is an answer to a burning question that I have for you right now, Jay. There is a tip. There is a trick.
Okay.
Which will make your life easier and more manageable. Life is too short to be overwhelmed by stress. So, here's a way to simplify your routine as you boil water. Are you ready?
Ready.
Ready. I want to find out if everybody or anybody has actually done this. I never have heard of it before. I just came across it. I thought, wow, what a great tip to pass along to people who are in the kitchen. Maybe you are cooking on the stove. Maybe you've thrown together a quick meal or two or three or four. You get distracted. This happens to me all the time. So when you put, I have this pasta that I cook that's gluten-free. Mm-hmm. I like to put in vegetable soup and things like that. And I invariably leave. And it invariably burned and very boils over. So, here is the way to fix that problem. Get in the habit of keeping a wooden spoon handy. When you step away from the boiling water, lay the spoon across the top of the pot. The spoon will prevent the water from overflowing while you do other things. How about that? Did you ever hear of that before?
Yes, I did not know it was not common knowledge.
I didn't either.
Until, no, I didn't know it now. Was not common knowledge. I've been doing it for years.
I've never heard of it.
Everyone
before.
Else I know does it. I didn't know people
really
know how to do that.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, I didn't know that. Never, never, never. You know, there's a new light bulb you can put in the outside your door, the camera. Now there's a camera that has a light bulb in it, but it's also a camera that you can use and people won't even see it. Have you seen that?
Did you find like a Sky Mall magazine from 10 years ago?
Distracted. Okay, here we go. All right. I get fascinated by this stuff. You know me. Mr. Clickbait. Victoria used to have the greatest time with me, teasing me about the clickbait that I would fall for. All right, some people in the news as we get started in this half hour of the Good Day program. Nikki Haley says Americans are not going to vote for a convicted criminal. Okay. She's expecting Donald
Is
Trump.
Is that a dare?
I don't know, yeah. I dare you to vote for Donald Trump. Uh-huh. Would she make a good president is the question. Is she somebody who's done a good job as the governor of South Carolina? As she was ambassador to the United Nations, matter of fact, under the first Trump administration. She seems seasoned. She seems intelligent. She says, I have faith in the American people. They know what they need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Nikki, I'm not so sure that I feel exactly that way, but that's me. Anyway, she was all over him at the debate in Milwaukee last month. And I say this to her and to the others. You need to put your best face forward. You need to talk about you. You need to talk about your stuff, not Trump, not his indictments, yeah. not any
he
of that stuff.
He does not need any help with
no.
recognition or
no.
being
playing
the subject
game.
Of any conversation. He does not need help with that. Focus
so
on you.
That's what makes me think that she's not such a good candidate, because that anybody with practical knowledge about humans, the human condition, knows that you talk about, if you're going to, this Trump never talks about anything. Well, he would if he was on the stage. He'd just make fun of him. But he's always talking about the same sort of thing. I don't know. I think it's a bad, it's not the way to go, but that's just me.
And it also just seems like such a common practice.
Well, Chris Christie, whom I actually like in the role, I can see him as in the role of president. I don't, he's just talking too much about Trump. And I get that kind of why he's doing it, but it doesn't get you anyplace. You got to talk about what you want to do, what makes your ideas better than everybody else's.
Mm-hmm. What you've done, how it has worked out.
Yeah, what you do. Yep, and don't keep apologizing for the thing that happened over the bridge. That's over the water, if you will, or the water over the dam. Here's the, there's another person, and there's Andrew Lester. Shot 16-year-old Ralph Jarl. The teenager went to the wrong house. How many of these stories have we had lately?
Yeah, this was the one where he was going to pick up his younger sibling.
Yep.
And nobody was coming to the door at first, and he was starting to get worried, like, hey, I'm here to pick up my sibling. Why is nobody bringing my sibling out? Uh-huh. And here it was the wrong house entirely.
Yep. So he got shot for his trouble. The guy who shot him in Missouri, wasn't he convicted, I think? Matter of fact.
Yeah, he will face trial now. So.
Lawyers trying to get him off. That's right, too. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Because there have been other instances of this, and the person who fired the shot was deemed, what was it, what's it called now? Not protect
stand your ground.
Stand your ground.
Stand your
yeah.
ground stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yep. Shoot first, ask yeah. questions later is allowed.
Like
in a,
that sounds like Tombstone in 1883.
Yeah.
Shoot first and ask questions later.
This is a child. This is a child. And how many people maybe unexpectedly go to a family member's house or a loved one's house? What if you shot somebody that you care about because you weren't paying mm-hmm. attention or you just got scared? Or maybe you did look and see. Maybe somebody is knocking on your door because they smell a gas leak or they notice something dangerous about your house. Just it's in the world today. We do get a little bit more fearful because there is a lot of evil out there. Let's be real. We have to yeah. be careful. But we can't turn into the evil automatically because we're expecting everybody to be evil.
Everybody is not. More people are good than bad.
Exactly.
That's the way it works. Speaking of good people, Prince William has edged out his wife as the most popular person in England. He rules. In a manner of speaking, he and his wife in this survey suggested that it was released yesterday, the one-year anniversary. Did you remember that? I forgot about that. Queen Elizabeth died a year ago. And it's in, kind of like completely gone from my memory. Not once you're reminded.
It just doesn't seem like it was that long ago.
Well, there's a whole thing thinking about astrology. Excuse me, which we did yesterday, Stefan Retrograde. If you look back at the history of September, a lot of bad stuff has happened in the month of September. I need look no further to something which we will acknowledge and spend time on next Monday because it's September 11th. Is there anyone alive who, never mind just in America, but around the world that doesn't know the significance of September 11th? And so I'm thinking about the things that have happened over the years, but then I'm stopping and get not stuck, but I think mm-hmm. it doesn't go any further than this whole business of September 11th and where are we?
Well, even anybody who wasn't alive yet, who hadn't been born yet, still knows about it, still knows how significant it is.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. You know what? I got off on that tangent. And I'm glad I did because I didn't want to, this poll in England with the popularity poll. It's just another something to talk about. I can hear the talk radio people, my friend James Whale and some of the others who do what we do over there. They do over there what we do here. And that's talk about, and they have that little, they're a little more prickly sometimes when it comes down, especially to the royals. They would love to dethrone, in a manner of speaking, those people who were at the top of the list. So William had a favorability ranking of 74%, Kate 72%. Let's see here. Princess Anne, who's the older sister of Charles, came in third. Let's see. Charles is seen by Britons at 60% liked him. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle landed toward the bottom of the favorability poll. But Prince Andrew was at the very bottom, which is what you would expect, right?
Well, that's what you would hope for. It'd be an issue if he wasn't.
Yeah, I think the Harry and Meghan thing is kind of wearing off.
It's tired. Yeah,
yeah it is.
Keep focusing on William and Kate. Everybody yep. loves Kate Middleton.
Yeah, and why not? What do you think? She's kind of Diana, isn't she? You think that that's on
yes,
purpose?
Yeah, that was one of the that was one of the comparisons in their earlier years of dating.
Yeah. Yep. All right, so we've got the fact that it's Tuesday, September 5th, back in the focus, long holiday weekend, and so, what, the impeachment trial? No, I don't know, we talked about that, Burning Man, we've already done that. So I do kind of want to spend a minute on this Texas thing. Do you mind if we talk about that, this high-profile proceeding, the impeachment trial of the Attorney General there? Maybe, James, I don't know if you're following this or not, you haven't. In our studio in
Dallas. Not really, no.
Okay, so I'll take the lead then on this. Attorney General Ken Paxton is being impeached by the House. He's been charged with being a crook, basically. Bribery, obstruction of justice, misuse of public funds,
So, and by the way, the Republicans were the first to go after him. 20 different articles of impeachment, and he's a Republican. And it was 121 to 23, the vote, so he must be guilty as hell. He must be up to his Mickey. How do people do this? He stole over $3 million from the state, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, he's done all kinds of other stuff. FBI got involved. He was having an extramarital affair, and who knows what was coming out of
that. Which is, you know, that's the business of what's going on in the marriage. But if you are using funds that you should not be using to do this affair, then, yeah, that becomes the issue.
Yeah. He's dumb enough to do that. Are you? Is it just arrogance? What is there? Are you just dumb?
Yeah, I think some people just think they're either not that big of a deal or they won't get caught. There was the Nashville mayor years and years and years ago. She was having an affair on company money, basically, essentially.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Left really quickly.
Three American men advanced to the tennis quarterfinals of the U.S. Open. This is the first time that's happened for about 20 years. Do you follow tennis? A lot of people like tennis. I don't know why.
I used to. I haven't been recently.
No. Okay. So then let's talk about how to lose weight. You want to do that? Let's do that instead. Because my friends at Calitrin have got this Labor Day deal going on. Have you heard the story of Calitrin over... Well, we always have new listeners, so there's a new way for me to reach out to listeners and get them to call to lose weight by going to Calitrin's toploss.com website. Do that, lose weight, and feel successful and good about it, okay? Toploss.com.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
This cardboard order, is it up to date?
Camila's recyclable coffee cup factory can no longer be considered a grande.
Redesign? It's at the printer.
She needs more designers to jump the business to a triple shot.
Client wants to see several more design options. The logo's got to be bigger.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now, 53 after the hour, Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, and a very important part of our program, as promised, a focus on food, farm, and family, which you can underscore at foodfarmfamily.com, the stories, and then some. What we discuss on the air today is National Cheese Pizza Day. Hooray!
There you go.
Yeah, pizzas for everybody. This is a special appreciation for pizzas. Every pizza deserves its own day, right? As the pepperoni pizza, my grandson loves pepperoni pizza for some reason or another. I don't like pepperonis at all. Do you? You like
No, I don't eat red meat.
Anyway, there's a question mark as to when this kind of pizza originally was made. Now, pizza, everybody says, oh, it's great Italian. They didn't start in Italy. Pizzas began in Greece. How did it begin? How did it start that it was an Italian dish?
There's a lot of pizza consumption. Maybe they just perfected it.
You think? Okay.
Well, and I love how pizza is one of those things where I'm not a big pizza fan, but there are some good ones out there. But I do love how it's one of those dishes that it can be made entirely differently. Like you can have it almost like on a pita. You can do deep dish. You can do regular. What is the New York style where it's thin but like really wide or the thin crust where it's basically you're almost eating it something on a cracker.
Right. Yeah. So then there's the commercial success of pizza. The Italian pizza, yep, okay. Well, what happened over here? A little Italy in New York was where it started. And then fast forward to the 1930s when the Damore family introduced pizza to Los Angeles. And then there was one on top of another on top of another. A couple of brothers named Dan and Frank Carney borrowed $600 from their mother. They opened the first Pizza Hut in Kansas. And then, for a while, they didn't have any competition. Then it got more and more and more. How many people can name at least a half a dozen pizza joints right now? The local ones, the national chains, Domino's, which is awful pizza. Most of the national stuff. You got to find a good local pizza joint, and that's where you get your pizza. We may have advertisers that fly in the face of that, but it's just very interesting to see, mostly because there's so much money to make. Pizza's so cheap to make. Mm-hmm. That's why there is. If you wonder why there's a pizza shop in every corner, it's because it's cheap to make. And there's a lot of, you know.
You can do so many different things with it. Even just along with the sauce, the local mom and pop shops, they have their own special secret recipes and different ingredients. And it's great.
All right, recall of the day. Conagra, one of the big bad guys in the world of food, the big food giants, they have announced the recall of hundreds of thousands of pounds of Banquet brand frozen chicken strips because the chicken has plastic in it. There's a good reason to keep buying that crap. The frozen chicken strips have a best-of-use date by December 11th next year. So they're out now, but they'll be safe until next year, except they aren't safe because they got plastic in them. And so anyway, I love it. They say, please throw them away. No, damn it. Bring them back to the store, get your money back, and have Conagra, who is responsible for this. This is their, like, ADM and these other big colossal food giants. They don't give a damn. They don't want you to, they don't want to pay you to bring it back. They want to put the money in their pocket. It's their mistake. Make them pay. Right?
And then some for your time and effort and gas. That's not cheap.
All right, here's a food. It's kind of a tech roundup. Plant-based protein bars and meat and whatever else there is out there. When I go to the movies, I have the plant-based. It's supposed to taste like chicken. It's okay if you got some ketchup in it. You know, I go to one of those movie theaters that has food. Here's what if. Why are you chuckling?
Ketchup is so bad.
I have ketchup on my protein chicken thing. Anyway, the Good Food Institute unveiling some insights around plant-based proteins. People are more and more headed in that direction, but they want the stuff to taste like chicken. They want it to taste like meat. They don't want it to taste like paste, cardboard, newspaper. Hello, duh. It's an in thing, and there are a lot of people who have good, very close. The stuff mimics the taste very well, and other stuff is just awful.
But it's also a difference between meat eaters trying not to eat meat versus people who don't eat meat because they don't like the taste of meat. You know?
Yeah.
This is just one of those options that's probably not for you if you don't like the taste of meat.
Making protein out of mushrooms. I like that. Portobello mushrooms. I like a portobello. Yummy stuff. All right, there's our Food Farm Family Report. On your, what am I going to say? Oh, at your service and on your side on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.